Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. The Bible says no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. In today's message, Pastor Joel expands on our position when engaging in warfare as he continues the teaching series entitled, Hunkering Down in Warfare.
People hold on to the principles that come through their own minds, their own consciousness, their own upbringing, their own deceitful hearts, their own cultures. That's going to form your ideas, especially when you don't know the Word of God. Most importantly, when people don't know the Lord, they are not submitted to God. And how do you expect the devil to flee from you if you don't submit to God, when you don't even know the Lord? That's why it's important, folks. Oh, all the partying and all the good times and all the trips to Vegas, and that's good for a while. But I'm telling you, it's going to come to a screeching halt at some time. And you better be ready, because tomorrow is not promised, okay? Mm-hmm. We're seeing that with this COVID-19 thing. We're seeing a lot today. And we're seeing that the devil doesn't take a break. His demons don't take a break. We see that. So people will see that they can be easily used and manipulated by the devil and his demonic forces. Just as I said at the top of this sermon message about wrestling with principalities and powers, about the rulers of the darkness of this age, the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. They're here, you all. They are here. They do exist, okay? You want an example of these demons? Do you want a current example of how demons operate? Do you? Watch this, okay? I'll tell you, all right? Okay, you asked. No, you didn't ask. I said it. But I'll tell you. I'll tell you an example. Now, you know, here in Spirit of Truth, we're about truth. Okay? The whole truth. And nothing but the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. Okay? I hope you all can handle the truth. Okay? Because this is truth. Let's look at the death of this man just recently. Because I know this is on everybody's heart. It's on it. The whole country is looking at this. Probably people throughout the world. Okay, but it's at least in the country. All right? This man, George Floyd, this man that, a black man. All right? He's a black man. But he's a man first. Am I right? Mm-hmm. He's a man first that happens to be African American. A black man was arrested in handcuffs, placed on the ground by an officer. Not just an officer, but a white officer, Derek Chauvin. So, Officer Chauvin not only arrested Floyd, but in addition, he placed his knee and his body weight on Floyd's neck until Floyd did what? He passed out and he died. Now, Floyd pled, whichever one you want to say, he pleaded for his life and telling the officer that he could not breathe along with onlookers, right? Is that a crime? I'm ex-law enforcement. 33 years, police work, been in some of the same situations, okay? I've had to hold people down, and they said they couldn't breathe, okay? Some could, some couldn't, okay? But each time, it was my job to see if he could breathe. You see what I mean? So I'm looking at this whole thing, but I don't want to reenact the whole. I'm trying to get somewhere, so bear with me here. This is murder, plain and simple. Now, there's premeditated murder, which means that you plan to do it. And then there are other degrees of murder, second degree. I didn't know there was a third degree. I just found out about that one. I've been away for a while. But I guess there's a third degree that's a lesser charge. And then there's a manslaughter. Okay? So, but you can't escape the fact that this is murder. Just from what we've seen on the film. Now, I'm going somewhere with this, so bear with me. I'm trying to give you truth. Okay? It's murder, plain and simple. But in all fairness, I don't think you can prove that's first degree murder. There has to be malice aforethought. If you do something to me at 10 o'clock and 10 a.m. and at 10:30, I'm hiding behind the corner with a baseball bat, and you come out and I say, oh, well, time to hit, pack, and I smack you in the head and kill you. That's premeditated murder. I knew you were coming. I got my bat, I got my baseball gloves, and I waited for you to come around the corner. That's premeditated murder, okay? This, you got an officer trying to do his job for whatever reason. Now, getting past all that, I'm gonna go further. But definitely, there's an argument for second degree murder, etc. All right, so now, what we have is a situation that on the face of it, though, is a black and white issue. That's what we're seeing now. The public is in an uproar, and well, they should be. There is an uproar. People are upset. Emotions are high, amen? Because this isn't the first time this has happened to an unarmed black man who's faced against a white officer, is it not? We can go way back, okay? And that's what people are doing. They're looking at culture. They're looking at their experiences. They're looking at the nature of things, okay? When African-Americans and Africans have been mistreated by a race of people for a long time. Now, bear with me, okay? Before y'all start clapping, okay? There have been people demeaned and murdered and raped and dismembered. Yes, all of this has happened, okay? And now by police officers, all kinds of police officers, but white police officers, yes, this has happened, okay? It even happened to me when I was a kid. They pulled us over at random, okay? So in Chicago in 1969, so this has been happening for a long time. And even if we look back into the history of America, we know that it's been systemic in our country, okay? So there's a problem and people are upset. Both men and women for hundreds of years. But friends. I've got to tell the whole story, okay? What we've got to know, what we've got to look at is the fact that this is also an example of spiritual warfare. This is an example of what demonic spirits can and will do. Mm-hmm. That's right. This is an example of what Satan will have people doing if they're not hunkered down and truly submitted to God. I submit to you that the so-called officer who murdered Mr. Floyd was certainly responsible for his actions, his death, okay? He should be prosecuted for murder. But I also must say that the officer was a victim himself. Did you hear me? I said he was a victim himself. You say a victim of what? Okay? A victim of the devil. A victim of unclean spirits. A victim of an evil spirit. He was. Maybe several evil spirits. Did you see how he had that knee on the man and was just looking out? Like, what am I going to eat for lunch? Did you see that? That's indicative of something. That's not normal. That's not natural. I'm not giving him an alibi. I'm not saying he was crazy. And even if he was, he still got to stand trial. But what I'm saying is that there's something underneath that we have to understand. Just as the demon-possessed man in the Bible was roaming the tombs, he was a demonically possessed man. Just like Mary Magdalene had seven demons in her. And it took Jesus to get that stuff out of it. It's going to take Jesus to get some stuff out of people today. You hear me? Before we see this thing as Christ wants it to be. The problem is, see, you can't see these demonic spirits taking over a person unless you look with spiritual eyes. You've got to look with spiritual eyes. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man doesn't even understand, doesn't receive the things of God, nor can he know them, the things of the Spirit. People don't know the things of the Spirit. That's why they can't receive them. Now, most people will say that this was an act of racism. Could be. Could be. I don't doubt that there were some racist spirits in this man. But it could also be a spirit of pride, a spirit of arrogance, a spirit at work in that man so strong that he said, I'm not taking my knee off this dude. I'm not going to do it. I don't care. He can breathe. He better breathe because I ain't moving my knee. That's a spirit of arrogance. That's a spirit of pride. It may even come from his culture. I don't know. This was a big man, Mr. Floyd. Maybe this little short officer had a little man's complex. I don't know what it could have been, but you can believe this, it was a spirit. And that's what I'm trying to say. Spirit so strong that you can't see a spirit. All right? This man had his knee on this man's neck for almost 10 minutes. And almost 3 minutes after he had expired and stopped moving, he was deceased. Now, certainly what I'm saying is no excuse for this officer's abhorrent behavior. I'm not making excuses for him, nor is it meant as an alibi or for him to try to cop an insanity plea or whatever else the devil might tell you to do. No. This is not it. But what I am saying is that unless our spirits, yours and mine, everybody's, are in line with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, we're going to no doubt become victims of ungodly spirits. That's what I'm saying. Still, justice must prevail. And this man must be judged by the laws that are in place, okay, subject to those put in place to execute proper justice. That's what the Bible says, all right? Not only is this a law, but it's God's law. And it's God's law as described in the Bible. Pastor, read this for us. Go to Romans 13. I'm going to ask Pastor to read 13, 1 and 2. Read that for us.
Let every soul.
Listen to this, y'all.
Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves.
All right. Read that last one again. Read that last one.
Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves.
So you see, did you hear that? I want you to hear that. There is no authority. Excuse the expression. There's no authority that can trump God. All right? No authority can best God's authority. All right? Not even the authorities themselves. You get it? The police cannot jump over God's authority, even though God put the police in place to police. The police must be policed when it comes to God. You see what I'm saying? No one is above the law, not even the lawmakers. No man is above the law. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Not even those who enforce the laws are above the laws. Nobody. I don't care who they are. Officers, attorneys, attorney generals, judges, the Supreme Court. There's only one Supreme God. The Supreme Court cannot subvert God's authority. Okay? That's what I'm saying. The judicial system, the executive branch, judges, whomever, president, kings, paupers, nobody can jump over God's authority.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to say. We all will be held accountable to God.
Amen.
Each and every one of us. It says for every word we've spoken. What about our actions? They are accountable to God. You can count on that. That is the truth. Now, that being said, this is where I'm getting to. It's of vital importance that we understand the manipulative ploys that demons are using to pit human being against human being. It's the demons' idea to take us all out, no matter how they do it. You've got to understand that. They will take you out through racism and bigotry. We're seeing that, amen? They'll take you out through abuse of power. We're seeing that, okay? These demons will take you out in these ways. They will have people protesting, right? Which in and of itself is expected, especially when something like this happens. It commonly follows that, yes, an act of senseless murder and injustice at the hands of vile people. But what occurs is the destruction of property, the theft of hardworking people's property, destroying businesses. Look at what the devil's doing. People, the government just opened up and let people back into the business, and the devil says, I know what we'll do. We'll have this white man kill this black man, and then they'll shut down the businesses. Go, demons, go. Get in there. Get in there. Do what you do. Can you see the devil doing that? Property belonging to innocent people who just got back in their business, now incurring all kinds of problems. Honorable people. You see what I mean? And sometimes even more killing happens. We just had a federal police officer murdered, a man 53 years old, been on the force for 20-something years, murdered just standing watch. And the demon said, get him too. Cowardly demons, get in there, aim the gun, and boom. There's a war going on, y'all. There's a war going on, do you hear me? Murderous spirit, cowardly spirits. Do you see the big picture? We need to see it. The devil is having his way for a time, that's what the Bible says. But we gotta see it. Demons are playing people like puppets. Playing people like puppets, pulling our strings, pitting one human against another human, pitting white against black, Latino against Asian, the establishment against the common man, the elite system against poor people. All these things are going on. If you can't do that, he'll pit family against family. People killing their own relatives. Won't even talk to their own relatives.
Mothers killing their babies.
That's right. Mothers killing their babies. And on and on and on. Father shot his son a few years ago watching a stupid Super Bowl game because they had a disagreement about the teams. And a father shot his son at a Super Bowl game. Can't say he was racist, but you can say it was a demon. Mm-hmm. You better say it. You better know it. On and on. This is spiritual warfare in full display. And that old temptation song that said it's a ball of confusion, you better believe it's true. This is a ball of confusion. And you know who the author of confusion is. It's the devil. So we can't afford to be caught up in it, you all. But if we don't truly come to know God, guess what? It'll pull you in. It'll pull you in. It'll have you looking at people with one eye on. Oh, you. I know where you one of them folks are. You one of them folks. And you're one of them folks. And you're like those folks. And I don't like those folks. And I don't like this folks. Christians. We even have some so-called Christians taking to social media, recommending that people become disobedient, going out there and protest, they say. Going out there, regardless of the unrest, act up and act out. They're telling you to do that. Let the chips fall where they may. We will be victims no longer. That seems to be the cry of most people, even Christians. Is that what Jesus said? Is that what he teaches us? If we can't see it, we can't expect anybody else to see it. If we don't believe that God has a perfect plan and that God is in control, who else is going to believe our testimony if we don't believe our own testimony? But when you look with spiritual eyes, you'll see legions of demons laughing. You'll see those demons laughing, pitting human being against human being, possessing many and oppressing many, even Christians, sadly to say. Christ followers caught up in the chaos. Obviously, this is a lot to cover. We can't talk about it all. So I'm praying that we can come back next week, God willing, and finish up. But I just want you to know that God is in control of all things.
Amen.
And just because things get bad, yes, ma'am, you're looking at me.
Yes, his name is Floyd.
Did I say Lloyd? Floyd, I'm sorry.
George Floyd.
Floyd. I know a man named Lloyd, and they've got the same initials. That's my fault. George Lloyd. Floyd. I keep saying Lloyd. My apologies. But anyway, what you need to know is that God is in control. And the Bible says it. Jesus says in John 16:33, that these words I give you, that in this world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. James told us in James 1, verses 2, to count it all joy. And it says in 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials that are to try you. See, you're going to be tried. Things are going to come up and it's not going to be rosy. Yes, we don't like it. But the Bible is saying, don't be surprised. The Bible tells us Jesus himself said, count it all joy. Yeah, basically, his word. He said, when they revile you, and different things like that. For they mistreated the prophets before you. They're going to mistreat people, Christians and otherwise, because this is what the devil does through people. But when you look at spiritual eyes, you come to know what's going on. So in closing, just let me say that the remedy for mankind, not only in this latest skirmish, is to come to understand, all right, that there are going to be skirmishes to come. It's not over. I wish I could say that this is the last time you'll see an innocent man brought to death at the hands of a wayward officer or a crazed maniac or whatever you want to call it. This is what we're in, you all. But we have to continue to lean on the Lord in all things, all right? We've got to come to understand that we live in the natural world, but what is going on is really supernatural. That's what I'm trying to get to. It's supernatural in nature. Therefore, we've got to learn to fight, but to fight in the spirit. And that can only be done by hunkering down in warfare, which means holding fast to the Lord and learning to do battle. Whose way?
God's way.
God's way. Amen.
Amen. For what we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. To listen to today's message and previous broadcasts, go to spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And while you're there, connect and follow us on Facebook and YouTube. And if you've been blessed by today's message, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimony, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. Financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us live on Facebook, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of this powerful series, Hunkering Down in Warfare with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is here.